To introduce our second episode of Pre-War Stories, we're in Odessa, that great port city on the Black Sea. There are beach resorts stretching away from the city, but they're all closed right now. But the center of this city is chock-a-block with pastel-colored Art Nouveau buildings that are a delight to see. Right now, I'm standing in front of the city's neo-Baroque opera house, and here is what 78-year-old Sofia Beletovskaya told Zhanna Litinskaya in 2003 about her family. Her story is read for us by Jenny Barnett in London.
I come from an artistic family. My maternal grandfather, Avram Shukman, sang in the Odessa Opera Theatre. He and his wife, Sophia, had four children. My mother, Ruchel, was one of them. My mother was born in 1898 and she grew up in a three-bedroom apartment right in the centre of Odessa. They had a grand piano, which was the focus of their life. At the age of three, my mother performed on the stage of the opera theatre in a performance of The Little Mermaid. From then on, her soul belonged to the theatre and she dreamed of becoming an actress. She learned to play the piano quite well. And when she was young, she worked as a governess for rich families. Those were difficult times, of course. Her mother died in 1910, and then came attacks and pogroms, and her father died of hunger and ill health in 1918. That's when Uncle Grigory, who was working as a party official in Kamenets-Podolsky in western Ukraine, brought my mother to live with his family. And one day, on the street in Kamenets-Podolsky in 1922, a young man approached Ruchel, asking her, in Ukrainian, "Do you know where I could find a place to stay?" My mother was surprised that a young man who looked really very Jewish spoke such fluent Ukrainian, mostly because she was from Odessa and everyone there, especially the Jews, only spoke Russian. She became even more intrigued when this young man told her he was performing in a travelling drama theatre which had just arrived in town. This handsome young man was my father-to-be, Lev Belotsikovsky. He was an actor and prompter with the Kiev Ivan Franko Drama Theatre. I would tell you about him. He was the son of a poor craftsman named Gershel Belotsikovsky, and my father was born in Alexandria in the Kirovograd region in 1896. Alexandria was a small town with a Jewish and Ukrainian population. Father used to tell me there were houses with heavy iron shutters, high fences, and signs reading, "Beware of the dog," on the gates, whether there were dogs inside or not. There were narrow streets with puddles that never dried up. All their neighbours were poor Jews, just trying to make a living. Tailors, shoemakers, glass cutters, carpenters and cabinet makers. The family followed kashrut, observed the holidays properly, and father studied in cheder. He spoke fluent Yiddish, could read in Hebrew and knew the basics of the Torah and Talmud. But he spent all his free time reading Russian, Ukrainian and Jewish books that he borrowed from the local library, and he was forever dreaming about big towns and the roads that would one day take him there. He told me that life was dull and boring in Alexandria, and it was like a holiday when travelling actors or circuses came to town. He and his friends watched performances of gymnasts, acrobats and clowns and dreamed of running away with them. The only thing that kept him from going was that his parents depended on him. So while he bided his time, he and his friends founded a drama club. During the Civil War, the power in Alexandria switched from one White Guard gang to another, and Jews suffered terribly under all of them. In fact, there were pogroms. My grandfather Gershel also became a victim of their attacks. He was beaten badly. Later that year, in 1920, Father moved to Cherkasy and finally started working in a theatre. And that is how a young man from a poor Jewish family not only came to love the Ukrainian language, but also became one of the founders of a famous Ukrainian theatre. My father went on tours to towns all over Ukraine with a theatre troupe, and one fine day they came to Kamenets-Podolsky, where my father met my mother, Ruchel Shukman. So now you know how they met. They fell in love, they got married. My mother soon began to play minor roles and began travelling with them. Then in 1923, the government issued an order for the Ivan Franko Theatre to move to Kharkov, which was the capital of Ukraine at that time. That is when I came into the picture. In August 1925, and soon the theatre, my parents and me, we all moved to Kyiv.